This is We Have Options, hosted by me, personal finance expert Dominique Broadway. I left my career as a financial advisor to the 1% to help the 99% build generational wealth. No matter who you are, you have options, and I am here to help you turn those options into dollar signs. Well, as always, this has already been another busy week, but a very fun week for me in the markets. And personally, I'm also really excited because I am getting to the end of the road with my book that's coming out really, really soon. I'm super excited to be able to share that with you. And it's been a long journey. So it's always nice when you feel like you are getting to the end of something, right? And you've actually can see the fruits of your labor. So I'm very, very excited about that. So in other exciting news, we are kicking off our options challenge next week. So if you've been enjoying this show, then please make sure you go to optionschallenge.com and also check out and join us for our 3-day option challenge. We're going to be digging super deep into all things options and going even deeper than we've been able to go on this podcast. So please make sure you tune in. So let's talk about what's been happening in the world of investing and trading. So the markets honestly have been all over the place, right? They've been all over the place because everyone is really scared that there's going to be another rate hike very soon. And it probably will be. So the market some days have literally been up in the mornings and falling in the evenings, or opening up and then falling down, or vice versa, just numerous ups and downs. But I personally like that because that means there's even more opportunities for me to make money in the market and with options. I personally can enjoy a volatile market, right? Because with options, we can make money when the prices go up and when the prices go down. So this has been a pretty fun week for me, okay? So outside of the markets being all over the place, crypto has lately been shooting or making its way right back up. So crypto, specifically Bitcoin, is actually at its 6-month high of 24K, and Ethereum and Doge have been following suit and starting to shoot up. So if any of you guys are like me and still holding crypto, I'm sure you're starting to see that you're regaining a lot of those gains back that we lost last year. Now, let's jump into some of the big earnings from the week. This is still earnings season, so there are just tons of companies, tons of your favorite brands releasing their earnings all week long. Okay, so here's a few that came out this week. Some surprising, some not. One that surprised me a little bit was Crocs. No, I'm not gonna lie. I didn't know that people still were buying Crocs, but apparently they are, and you guys are buying them in droves. I personally have never owned a pair of Crocs, but I've heard that they are like walking on clouds. But everyone loves Crocs, apparently. So they are actually up $15 or 12.55% after their earnings. So a big jump of 15 bucks is huge. So shout out to Crocs for just killing it with their most recent earnings report. Also, one of the ones that I was a little surprised about was Shopify. So Shopify's stock fell 7% as their forecast for the next quarter was looking a little bleak. And apparently the rivalry between them and Amazon is like really escalating. And I know I've actually been buying a lot of calls on Amazon and making really decent profits and returns, I guess, off of this beef that Amazon and Shopify have going on. Very interesting. Stay tuned for more about the Amazon Shopify beef. Who knows? Next, let's talk about Roku. So Roku missed their earnings, but their stock still shot up $6 or 10%. Okay. Twilio beat their earnings and increased the value of their stock by $7 or 11.84%. And Roblox, where I think I've mentioned this before, I don't know tons about Roblox, but I know that all of my friends who have kids that are older than mine, all of their kids play Roblox. And apparently you have to like pay to buy stuff in the Roblox world. Apparently it's working. So Roblox beat their earnings and actually shot up 20%. So as you can see, guys, there's been a lot going on in the markets, from retail to the metaverse to all the different things. There's a lot going on, all right? So as I said, this is earnings season. So next week we have a lot of some of our favorite companies announcing their earnings. So there's tons of companies, but these are some of the ones that I'm personally keeping my eyes on. So first up, there's Walmart. Let's see what they do. And then everyone's other favorite big box retailer, Target. I'm a huge Target fan. Many of you probably are as well. So I'm really excited to see how they're doing. I know they had some issues last quarter with their sales not being what they anticipated it to be. So let's see how they did for the holiday season. We'll be hearing about those earnings next week. We also have Home Depot, and this is an interesting one because during the pandemic, some of our home fix-up type of stores, Home Depot, Lowe's, all did very, very well. So I'm interested to see how they've been doing since people are kind of back outside and not fixing up their homes as much as they were during the pandemic, okay? Next up, which is one of my mom's personal favorite stores, is TJ Maxx. So TJ Maxx will be releasing their earnings next week. Also Wingstop, Overstock.com, and Fiverr, right? We all love Fiverr when we need a quick thing done for our business that maybe we don't have anyone on our team to do, and we can find someone on Fiverr to do it for a good price, right? So Fiverr will also be announcing their earnings next week. So these are just a few of the companies, as I mentioned. Please make sure you do your own research and take a look and see, check out some of the sites and see, like, hey, or MarketWatch or Earnings Whisper, and see what other companies will be releasing their earnings next week, because this is a small list and there are hundreds and hundreds of companies releasing their earnings, which means there's more and more and more companies for you to make money with. All right. Now let's close out today's show with a money mantra. And this money mantra is, I'm using this one this week because yesterday I found $10 on the ground. And let me tell you something, anytime I find money on the ground, 10 cents, a penny, a dollar, whatever, I am super hype. But I don't think I've ever found a whole $10 bill. So I found a $10 bill sitting next to my car yesterday as I was taking my kids to school. It was like sitting in a bush. So it made me remind myself that I am a money magnet. I'm a money magnet, and you guys are all money magnets as well. So that's our money mantra for the week. I'm a money magnet. You're a money magnet. I hope that you are continuously attracting money and being the magnet and attracting money in the markets and as you're walking down the street, just like me. We Have Options is a production of Money News Network. We Have Options is written and hosted by me, Dominique Broadway. Our executive producer is Morgan Lavoie.